This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's just like, it doesn't make sense.
So, we've been talking about a new writer that's about to be doing like a big DC.
Yes.
And I think I'm ready to talk about it finally.
All right. It's like, okay. It's like a big announcement. Like, everybody's hyped about it.
I think so. I mean, it's been all over the internet lately. So, Brian Hill is going to be the guy writing Detective Comics.
Yep.
And I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. We were talking last week with Daryl about Tinian's run on Detective. And I think his last arc, which would be his farewell arc, right?
No, I believe Hill is taking over in June.
Okay.
I want to say the first book he's writing is 982.
Okay.
And 976 just came out, I think.
So six.
So we got, yeah, but I don't know if there's going to be somebody between them.
Right.
I don't think, I mean, I didn't see anything like that. So I would assume that it's not.
But I'm loving, like, Tinian's start was really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
And then it kind of fumbled a little bit during the middle.
Okay.
But here, you know, with the last couple of arcs here, it seemed like it's ramped back up for me.
Everything with Batwoman possibly being evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I realized actually this afternoon that I never read the annual.
Really?
That came out a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, I should do that because I've been enjoying Detective.
Uh-huh.
And when I realized it was a Clayface origin story,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I mean, I've read Clayface origin stories before.
Right.
You know, I've seen them in the cartoons. You know, how many times can you tell it?
Right.
But I thought that he and who did the art? Eddie Barrows?
Yep.
Oh, man, it was really good.
Knocked it out of the park, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, the whole thing, it looked great. It was written differently.
Mm-hmm.
That they did it more from the angle of, you know, his father's, how he was brought up,
right.
I guess,
right.
Instead of, you know, anything else. So I dug it a lot. I thought it was really good. And like you, I've been enjoying. Yeah, there was like a little bit in the middle I wasn't so hot on, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with Batwoman, and I forget if it was the last issue. No, I think it was two issues ago where they were, you know, sort of the Bat family tribunal.
Yeah, like where they were all around
weighing
the pros
and, they're weighing the pros and cons of should they keep her, should they, you know, what should they do?
Yeah, that wasn't this past week's issue. It was the one before that.
Okay, it was two. Okay, which was this past week's?
It was more about Batwoman.
Oh, it was her with the colony, right? Fighting the Talons or something? Oh, okay.
And an orphan.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
But go ahead, back to your thoughts.
Yeah, I liked it because, you know, like what we were saying with Daryl, how the characters feel, you know, like themselves.
Yeah.
And I loved how, you know, their interactions around the table, how, you know, Jason's like, hey, I mean, I can share some of the black sheep, you know, space at the table with somebody else. And, you know, Barbara is trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And Tim's getting upset with her because it was his idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the whole
night.
Yeah. The whatever they called it. The
night project, right?
Night was that what?
It's night something. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing in the belfry.
Yeah.
And, just like, you know, and Dick wasn't really around for the whole time.
Yeah.
So he's like, I mean, this is my thoughts, but like, I didn't see everything.
Right.
And, you know, I really, all of their interaction, And it's something that you don't necessarily always see from Batman, where he is seeking input from other people before he just goes and does Batman stuff.
But was he, though? Or did he just want them to feel like they were?
That's a good point. And I don't know.
And also, you forgot the most perfect reaction to the round table was Damien's asshole-ish.
Yeah, don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. None of you are supposed to be here anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. What did he say at one point? He's like, none of you are actually Bat family.
Yeah, right. And then Dick was like, is that all you got to say? And he's like, is there any more to say?
Yeah.
So it was like,
yeah.
Yeah, because everybody approached a situation like we as the readers hoped they would, right?
Right.
Like they felt like themselves. Like Jason, for example, has been to the dark place for whatever reason or another, and we know that he's like the smart-assy type thing, but he's come to terms with doing Batman's things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like you said, that was one of the best lines was, I'll make room on this black sheep side yeah. of the table.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that.
Yeah. But yeah, like that whole section of that book right there was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean even Tim's whole speech, how, you know, he's coming at it from a totally different, you know, he's not the tragic character. Like he wanted to do this since he was a kid. Mm-hmm. He trained by himself. He did that. Like he, you know, seeing his perspective on everything, seeing everything, you know, it was really, really well done.
Right. Yeah. And Barbara, like you said, being analytical like she is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and they were even able to make, you know, a little humor.
Yeah.
With Dick saying, you know, don't you have like photographic memory? Why are you going over notes?
Right. Yeah. So my question to you though is,
okay,
which one, whose argument sold you the most? Like, huh. If you were Batman and you heard all these arguments for or against, which one would you take?
Well, he's still going to do whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, he's going to do what Batman wants to do anyways, but which one?
I think before Batwoman and Batwing and Azrael sort of joined up with the colony, mm-hmm. I think he would have taken her back in the fold.
Yeah, right.
Very, very short leash.
Yeah, but that's not my question, though.
Okay.
If you were Batman and you're sitting there and you're listening to the different arguments to keep her or not, whose character's argument would have made you sway that way or the other?
I would say probably how Barbara came at it.
Really?
For me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because she brought up a lot of points about the whole, like, this new system and everything, how it was, you know, what made him want to do that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily the ease. It was, you know, like she was saying, it's really to prevent her from doing what she was going to do.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you didn't care about any expanding the Bat family. You didn't care about anything. You just cared about stopping your cousin from joining these other people.
Right.
So you were trying to give her something to do ahead of time.
Right.
And I think the way, you know, Bruce analyzes things, I think that probably would have been the one that got through to him the most, you know, because everybody else's argument was like, hey, we all screw up. You know, it's like Jason's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I did bad things. She did bad things. Who cares?
Right.
You know, but I mean, at the same time, geez, it's a tough one because, you know, like she did take out Clayface.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like not a murder person.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that's like, I like Jason's argument because his argument was basically, I've done bad things, but the main thing that you're pissed off about and butthurt over is that she beat you to the punch. Basically, she didn't do it the way that you wanted. So that's why you're mad.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
I don't know. And honestly, I hope this doesn't break Orphan too.
Well, I don't think it will, because while this whole thing was going on, she was with Alfred watching TV and making brownies.
I understand that.
I thought that was pretty good, too. Like, no, you're my responsibility. And yeah. She's like, I guess I could use hands making brownies. Would that make you feel better?
Yeah. But even though, like, we saw her in the next issue, like this past week's issue.
Right.
Right. Like,
well, I mean, she is totally broken. And even meeting with the psychiatrist, you know, or the therapist or whatever the person was, you know, they even say that. They're like, you know, she's going to be hard to help because she's so out there.
Right. But she's overhearing this, though, right?
Yeah.
Leslie Tompkins and Bruce talking right. about it.
Seem like it.
So do you think that will break her more? Like, where, like, they're talking behind her back type of thing? And she'll think that she's too far gone to help?
See, I think that she is more together and smarter than they all give her credit for.
Okay.
You know, I mean, she did have a terrible upbringing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think even though she has her moments, I mean, how many times has Batman or someone else that was there, like, really gone out of their way to help her where nobody ever has?
Right. Well,
you know, so even overhearing the conversation, I could still see her, like, snapping back in her own head to, you know what, maybe they're right, but I still, you know, I trust in them or something.
See, I don't think that she trusts in the team as much, though. I think the person that she connected with the most and trusted the most is now gone.
Yeah.
Like, they were the two oddballs of the team.
Right.
For one reason or another. Like, her being broken to broken, and him being, you know, the ex-villain.
Yeah. But they still have the Clayface room, though, don't they?
Yeah, I would assume so.
So, you know, like in Star Trek, they could always just go into the holodeck and do whatever.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Yeah. Like where she was starting to maybe heal a little bit.
Right. Oh, you think that maybe the loss is going to set her back?
Yeah. It's going to, me, I would think that it's going to set her back and feel like she's alone even more. Because she didn't have that much interaction with Batwoman or Bruce. Or Tim, or Dick, or Jason. Her connection was Clayface.
Yeah.
Like, she barely even said, like, one or two words when we first saw her.
Yeah, that's true. And now she's talking.
Yeah, and now she's talking broken sentences, but, you know, it's better than when we first saw her.
Yeah. Do you think she's going to set off on her own, or do you think she might go with Batwoman? Or
I don't think she'll go with Batwoman.
What do you think she's going to do?
I don't think she'll go. She might go after Batwoman. But I don't think she'll go.
I didn't think of that until just now. Do you think that in an effort to, like, get back in the good graces, she's going to try and stop Batwoman on her own?
I think so. You think? And I think the person that's going to help her the most will be Jason.
Interesting.
Because of everybody else and how good and the best qualities each person has, Jason's probably the most broken of the normal ones.
Well, I mean, we still haven't seen effects of Tim now, because he's been kind of off the deep end since he got back.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, and they even call him out.
Yeah.
You know, recently how, like, he's not sleeping. He's when, you know, they what was it? They saw that someone was accessing the back computer after Bruce was out or whatever. And he's like, I have to do this. I have to finish.
Yeah.
You know, this.
Yeah. But if you look at it like Orphan is Bizarro.
Okay.
Like, to Jason. That's how I think he'll approach it. Because he knows that once you cross that line or go that far, then you can never come back, really.
Right. Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Maybe that's just me hoping that that's the way they go, because I'd like to see that dynamic between those two.
Right.
But I don't want her to go rogue and end up being a villain.
I don't think she will. I can see her going rogue, but I can see, you know, maybe Jason's the one that starts helping her, but I can see by the end of the whole thing, like, everybody is there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Yeah. but you see what I'm saying, though? Like, everybody didn't pay attention to her as much as, like, Clayface did. is where he tried to get to know her, and maybe it was just because that's who they got paired up with, you know, but...
Well, but like you were saying, I mean, nobody really cared to talk to Clayface either, because he was still... Is he still a bad guy? Is he really reformed? Is he whatever? So the two of them did find solace in each other.
Right. Mm. Yep. So that's my take on it. But back to the new writer.
Oh, yeah.
Remind the listeners what he has done.
Well, right now he's writing the awesome Michael Cray series, which, by the way, are you caught up on that?
I haven't reread this week's.
The new, oh my goodness. The whole thing with Aquaman is awesome. I'm really enjoying, not to go off on a tangent, I'm really enjoying the bizarro versions of everybody.
Okay.
Like, evil Aquaman is fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see all the ridiculous, like, everybody else.
Yeah. I opted not to read a lot of that this week and watch Justice League again instead. So.
That's acceptable. But he also was writing Postal for Image.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote the Top Cow universe, whatever it's called, crossover Eden's Fall.
Right. Which was...
With Postal and...
The Sith, right?
The Tithe.
The Tithe, whatever.
Yeah. Was Think Tank part of that? I don't
Think
remember.
Tank, yes. Those were the three. Yeah.
So, yeah, he did that.
Him and Matt both did that, right? Like, all of them?
Yeah, I think so. Like, and I want to say he wrote when... Do you remember Cyberforce coming back recently?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he wrote that also.
Yeah, because I think those were free on Comixology, weren't they? There for a while?
Honestly, I didn't read the Cyberforce.
Okay. Like 2010, 2011, somewhere around there? Is that what you're talking about? That Cyberforce?
Maybe. I don't remember exactly when it was.
Okay. Because I think they were free there for a little bit on Comixology. Yeah. But yeah, I read those, and those are pretty good too. So.
Yeah, and he also, I'm pretty sure he also writes on, it's a TV show. Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Okay. All right. That's kind of different.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got like a pretty good career going for someone that's not like super, super well known in comics. Because I was talking to a couple people in like a Facebook group. You know, people were talking about, oh, what has he written? What has he done? And I'm like, you know, believe it or not, he's done like a lot of comics that people read, but no one recognizes as him.
Right.
Because, you know, I kind of associate Postal as being a Matt Hawkins book, even though he hasn't written it since the beginning.
Right. Well, he wrote the last issue and then the two one-shots, right?
Did he do the two one-shots?
Thought he did.
I don't remember. I didn't read the Laura one yet. I read the Mark one.
Yeah. Get the tissues ready when you read the Laura one.
Nope.
Oh, I forgot.
I will not. I have no soul.
You are a heartless bastard, Mr. Grinch. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited for him to hop on and see what he can do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, when they first announced that there was going to be a writer change, I was kind of upset because I have been enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, sometimes they could take like a really solid writer and be like, you know what, we want to give an up-and-comer a shot. And it like just really doesn't hit that great.
Right.
But I mean, everything I have read that Brian Hill has written, I've enjoyed. So I like his writing style. And I think, especially with Michael Cray most recently, I think that he's going to do a very interesting stuff on Detective.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
Especially if he takes like that approach with it.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. You sidetracked. Are you still there?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just go on by yourself.
Yeah, I'll just... I'm going solo now. We haven't talked that much about the Black Label stuff, so I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Okay.
Like, is there a book that's been announced that you're excited about or not? I know one that you're not excited about.
To be honest, I don't even remember what was in that. This was the one that had the Frank Miller and J.R. Superman book.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that one I will not read.
Yeah, I know. That's the one I was picking. That.
Oh, okay.
That you wouldn't be excited for.
Yeah, there was
But there's the Scott Snyder and was going to be Sean Murphy doing the art, but they switched it to Hitch, maybe, to where it's like the post-apocalyptic, like Mad Max one, where he's carrying around Joker's head in a jar.
Oh, is that, what is that, Last Night on Earth?
Yeah, yeah.
Something?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's the Batman Constantine one.
No, I think Capullo is doing the art on that one.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and there's the one that sounds the most awesome to me. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called. Maybe Batman Damnation or Damned or something like that.
Batman Damned.
That it's, yeah, Azzarello and Lee Bermejo.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Batman and Constantine.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Like, I love the creative team on that. And you're going to give me Batman and Constantine together. Yeah. That one I am excited for.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of Wonder Woman books, too, right?
Yeah, Rucka's doing
like a history of the Amazons, Rucka, I think.
Rucka's doing a Wonder Woman book.
Okay.
And then somebody's doing like a history of the DC Universe one.
Okay.
But like from B, C list characters, say. But like big events, but from their point of view. Like from Jon Stewart's point of view or the Question's point of view type thing. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. So it that one is probably my number two on ones I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see that.
If it's done like the way that I'm thinking that it's going to be done, then it'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've always joked with a couple friends of mine that I really want a comic book that it's just like normal people living in, you know, Gotham or Metropolis. Mm-hmm. Just like trying to eat breakfast and there's like Superman fighting Brainiac outside, like slamming into their building. And they're just like sitting there eating and paintings are falling off the walls. And like, they don't react because that's just what life is like in Metropolis.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
You know, I mean, I don't think it would work for a series, but I think, you know, like as a backup story in an annual or something, I think that'd be really funny.
Wasn't that what, not Damage Control, but the insurance one, the failed TV show?
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be like that, right? It was supposed to be like an insurance company in Gotham.
Yeah, right.
Right? But then yeah. They kept changing it, and then it was like nothing to do at all with
And it was just horrible. But yeah. That would be awesome, because that's kind of like what Damage Control is for Marvel, where okay. It's just like the average guys on a cleanup crew, you know?
Right.
After Spider-Man and Green Goblin had a huge fight in Midtown.
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, business as usual, and they go out and clean up stuff, and it's quite hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that's why I kind of like a lot of the Gotham, like, police books, mm-hmm. where it's not, you know, necessarily Batman or anything. It's just like, here's a bunch of police officers in the city trying to deal with this ridiculous city.
Yeah, and see, that's going to lead into a dangerous territory that I'm going to go down.
You go for it.
Because that's why the Signal could be awesome, because it's Gotham during the day.
Yeah.
Right? His connection with the police, with criminals, with everything's different because it's during the day, but not the junk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know people out there like it, but...
All four of you. send your hate tweets to Who's Paul?
But yeah, I don't know, and I know Daryl said that he liked it because it showed that he had family or whatever,
right?
And he was a young kid that had family. But there's got to be more to it than that, though. Like, to get us into it, like, it's mercifully for me ending at 3.
Yeah, until they announce a new ongoing weekly Signal comic.
Then it should go over to DC Inc. then.
No, it should go to DC Zoom. That's the little kids one?
Yeah, that's the little
Yeah, kids. So I could just ignore it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of dig the different imprints doing stuff. I just really hope that they don't start spreading themselves too thin, because it seems like a lot of people are doing a bunch of stuff for all of them, mm-hmm. like Snyder.
Well, Snyder will be done with Metal and stuff by then,
right? But isn't he writing Justice League stuff?
Oh yeah. Well, is he writing Justice League stuff, or is he orchestrating?
You know what, man, I still can't figure this out. There's like 70 Justice League books coming, and I think he's writing the mini,
the lead up to,
right? And then I thought I saw he was writing a Justice League book, but that might just be the mini because there is no Justice League book. There's like four different stupid teams.
Yeah, right.
That's like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's getting the like Geoff Johns treatment, which is crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know. I might like him again if, you know, he just stepped back and orchestrated.
Right.
Because his stuff lately just hasn't hit for me.
Not at all. You know, and it's funny, like every time they're like, oh, here's a new, you know, Snyder book or something, I'm like, oh, cool, that's awesome. And then like I get it and I'm like, you know what? I forget that I'm not that into it anymore.
Yeah. Well, just like this Black Label book, right? It's him and Capullo again.
Yeah.
And it should be awesome.
Should be. But see, this is the thing. Like, I get that Batman kind of lends himself to, like, horror-type stuff, you know, easily. And I'm pretty sure that the Batman Constantine book is going to go into some dark places. But I don't think I really care about Snyder's version of horror.
He's not doing that one.
No, he's doing the one with the Joker's head in a jar.
Yeah, he's doing the Mad Max one.
Yeah, but, like, I still think that that could go... not necessarily sci-fi Mad Max. I think it's going to try and go dark.
Okay.
You know, because that's what he and Capullo both do a lot of.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's basically just like DC Elseworlds all over again, right?
Yeah.
Just new name?
I guess.
Or a place with it. Like, hey, you got a crazy-ass Plastic Man mature story you want to pitch? Here. Let's put it on Black Label. That way, yeah. we don't have to screw up everything in continuity.
Yeah, and that's actually one thing I really, really like about the different imprints is that, you know, there's going to be, I mean, a ton of, obviously the main characters are going to be used all over the place.
Yeah.
But I like that, you know, you have this, you want to tell a story with Batman and Constantine, but you don't want it in continuity with what's happening in, you know, Batman or Detective. We have an imprint we can put that in. Yeah. You know, you want to write about, you know, a teenager trying to become a superhero, but we don't necessarily want it to take place in the same world that, you know, Superman is in. Okay, we have an imprint for that.
Right.
You know, like, it's good. You know, like, they feel, I mean, like, Sideways feels like it's in the DC universe. I mean, especially, I guess, because he was in Gotham when, like, this stuff in Metal was happening.
Right.
But, like, it's not a book that I think, oh, you know, well, how come, you know, if there's this giant god guy in the sky that, you know, maintains the, you know, the sanctity of time and space or whatever he does, like, how come the Justice League isn't there stopping this? You know, well, like, it doesn't feel like they need to be there because it's not really their thing.
Hey, do I have to remind you of the Milk Wars?
What Milk Wars? Yeah. Doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't exist because I still don't know what the hell's going on.
Did you read all of it?
I've read everything that's out. Is there more coming out?
I don't know. I thought that was it. There's like five issues, six issues?
I don't know, but it's weird. Because what I got out of it is that I'm not supposed to have milk with my cereal, and that really frustrates me. Now, you can drink your milk all you want to. Or you can take that away, but if I can't have milk for my cereal, we're going to have some problem. I just might have to go to the red phone and call Batman to figure this shit out. Have you not read any of that, though? Seriously,
no.
Though?
No, I seriously have not read any of it.
Oh, man.
Because that's all in the, I just forgot, Young Animal stuff?
Yeah, it's Young Animal and some DC characters.
Yeah, I've not read any of the Young Animal books or titles.
Well, it's just a one-shot with them. Like, you know, like...
Oh, but I thought it was...
Like Doom Patrol meets Suicide Squad or Wonder Woman
okay.
Meets whatever. Shade the Changing Girl or whatever.
Oh, okay. So it's sort of like the Looney Tunes crossovers.
Yes. It's just like one-shot type.
Okay.
Except, yeah.
That makes more sense because I was trying to figure out why in the middle... of, you know, like Mother Panic, they'd be like, here's a five issue crossover with all the other books.
Yeah.
Mother Panic meets, you know, whoever. And it's like, that makes no sense. And they're fighting over milk because there's some crazy milkman.
Yeah. I wish you would have read it. Because that's the only part that makes sense right there.
The mother panic?
That it's an event all in itself.
Oh, okay. Maybe they'll release a trade and give it away for free on Comixology, and then I'll read it.
Yeah, probably. That's not going to happen.
Because I honestly don't see myself paying to read this. Like, as a joke.
Well, if anybody's listening and anybody knows what's going on, tweet me at Rombar316 and say, hey, this is what's going on because blah, 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 blah.
Now, does it seem like it would have worked better if they waited for the younger kids' imprint and they told it more in, like, a kid style?
Maybe. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like
nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense, right? like Neil Adams' Dead Man. It doesn't make sense.
Like Batman Odyssey?
Yes. Just like that. Because, yeah, like, I'm grasping, trying to think, like, hey, did that just happen? Or am I reading that wrong? And then, like, I flip the page or I swipe up, whatever. And then something completely different happens. And I'm like, what the hell? Okay, well. And the covers are cool. Like, they're not, like, McFarlane, you know, or type Batman cool. But they're, like, old school cool.
Right.
But yeah, I honestly don't know what the hell's going on in that event. Yeah, but we can start talking about stuff that I do know what's going on.
Is it Batman Odyssey? Because I... Did I tell you I tried reading that like a year ago?
Yeah.
I mean, I read it a while ago. Yeah. And I just remember being totally like batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And people... I don't remember if it was in our group chat or... Or if I just like saw people talking about it on Twitter or something. And I was like, you know what? I haven't read this in a while. There's no way it could possibly be as bad as I remember it being.
I think Nick or Paul was reading it or was going to start reading it.
Okay, yeah, maybe I said, oh, I'll read it again. Oh, my goodness. I made it like... I want to say I definitely did not finish reading the first issue because like as I started reading it, I'm like, oh, it's all coming back to me now. So I probably got like 12 pages in and I was like, no, thank you. And that's why now I try and stay away from Neil Adams stuff.
So have you read 52?
52?
Yeah.
Like recently?
Yeah, we were supposed to reread it.
Yeah, I'm two issues into that still.
Still, like... 8 weeks later.
Yeah, I fell way behind on my recent stuff. So I was like, you know what, let me try and keep up with that before I get into, you know,
a reread.
A series with 43 issues.
Yeah, with 43 issues.
it was a joke.
So what have you been reading then?
Oh, geez, nothing really. DC wise? No, I spent a lot of my time recently catching up on non-DC books.
Really?
But yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted to talk about
Batman Beyond. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't read.
Here we go. No, I was listening to the latest episode of Gotham by Geeks, and Russ and Daryl are huge Batman Beyond. And Chris hasn't watched the cartoon or hardly ever read any Batman Beyond comics.
Okay.
So he's coming in like fresh out the gate. And he started actually with this issue that came out this week with 17.
Okay.
Or last week, whatever.
Right.
And so the plot and everything, it kind of re-insurged me. Because they're for a while, and there's a couple of books that I've done this to. Like, it started off hot for me.
Okay.
And then it just, like, once I got behind on it, I just got behind on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I've been trying to play catch up.
And Batgirl and the Birds of Prey and Super Sons and Batman Beyond were those books for me.
Okay.
And then they were talking about the certain... did you read them or did you not?
Which?
The Batman Beyond.
I'm not caught up. I read it when it came out. I went through the whole Joker as Bruce Wayne thing. And I think you were saying it started getting really good for you around issue 9 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I went back. Like I have them. I just haven't read them.
Yeah.
And so I went back and I did read at least 9, 10, and possibly 11.
Yeah. That's what I've gotten up to 11 too. So.
Oh, okay. Cause I read, you know, the Damian Al Ghul stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really, really liked the cartoon when it was on TV. And I still enjoy the cartoon. I have the DVDs of the 3 seasons and I've watched them with my kids a number of times, like the other shows, but I don't know what it is about this series. Like I'm just not getting into it as much, you know, like there, I want to say a couple years ago, there was like the Batman Beyond digital only book.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was fantastic.
Because it was part of
the cartoon.
The cartoon. Right.
Yeah. It was like a,
extended season type
thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. What was that called? Was that Batman Beyond 2.0 or something?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was really good. But I whatever it is with this series, I don't know if it's the art for me. It's like not everything I've seen with Batman Beyond from the show to like even the Return of the Joker movie to the older comics, it's like the exact same style. This is not. Like the art in this reminds me of the art in The Flash, which is like sometimes it looks pretty good for like a panel or two, but most of it is just a mess.
Okay.
And I'm like, I mean, geez, man, I'm like maybe 9 or 10 issues behind on The Flash because like I just can't read it, you know? So it's like the same thing with this, that the story, I haven't been that into the story. And because of that and the art, I'm just like, meh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
But unlike you, like, I really dug the alternate future part with Damian. Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, conceptually, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. In the grand scheme of things, do you really think Damian is going to grow up and
be a good
like,
guy?
Not even a good guy. Like, do you think that he's going to be his own Batman eventually? No, he's going to, come on, he's going to head up the League of Assassins because that's what he always does.
Yeah, yeah. And if you think different, then you're only fooling yourself.
Yeah. You know, he can choose to go with his father instead of his mother all he wants. But we know deep down inside, he's, you know, he would very just as soon go with Jason and kill somebody than, than, you know, hang out with Tim and just, like, trap them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And to me, that's what I think is interesting, is that it hits on those points.
Right.
As to where it's still... Like, when I read that, it still read as Damian to me.
Right.
Not, like, a future generic knockoff version of Damian. It actually felt like the Damian that was sitting around the table in Detective.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think, now, if it wouldn't have read like that, I think I would have been... I would have checked myself back out.
Okay.
But since it read like Damian's voice, then that made it more intriguing and... like, okay, where do we go from here type thing.
Not to sidebar. Well, to sidebar quick. we were talking about all the other imprints and stuff.
Yeah.
How come you think nobody ever goes back to the Dick Grayson Batman and Damian Robin team up anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like, I was just thinking about that. Like, what, they were great together.
Yeah.
And
there's going to be, like, side stories there somewhere, right?
Yeah. That, you know, how come... we keep getting, you know, and don't get me wrong, like Batman and Constantine teaming up is awesome. But like, why don't you write, oh yeah, back when this was going on, Damian and, you know, and Grayson went and did this, you know, and give us even like a 4-issue mini or, you know, I mean, something, man, like that would also be kind of cool for like the Earth One books.
Yeah.
To do like, I mean, they have the Batman Earth One already, but like maybe a Nightwing Earth One and have Damian be in there or something cool.
I hope we get more noir stories like they used to.
Yeah.
Because that would be awesome just to see, like, Teen Titans noir.
Or, oh, yeah.
Or, you know, and we're getting, Plastic Man's getting his own series.
Yeah, I mean, Gail Simone, I'm excited about that.
I don't know if we talked about that last episode with Daryl or not.
I don't remember.
I don't think so, but
.
Maybe she can fix him after we broke him.
Yeah, yeah, but no, I'm happy with that. I like...
Yeah.
You know, like, I've never been huge into Plastic Man, but I think if anyone can take a character like him and do interesting stuff, like, I really like Gail Simone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
I really liked Plastic Man when I was younger, because I'd always go like to the dollar store and get the silly putty. But like on what was he on? Was he on Super Friends a lot?
Or Plastic Man?
Yeah.
On Super Friends, I don't remember him being on Super
Maybe
Friends.
Maybe it was a couple episodes of Brave and the Bold. Did you watch Brave and the Bold?
Yeah.
With your boys? Just you?
not with my kids. I don't. That's one I don't have.
Okay.
I don't even know. Are there DVDs of that out?
I don't know. There should be. If there's not,
I'm sure there are. Yeah, that's one I don't have.
Yeah. Maybe you should go to Toys R Us and see if they have them.
I went to Toys R Us yesterday, and I was like. And the interesting thing is the Lego section is like completely bare bones, except they had like a couple sets of the Joker's Playhouse Lego set.
Okay.
And a couple things from the Lego Batman movie, like the small sets.
Right.
And then there were like six Star Wars things. There were a few like Avengers type of small sets, but besides, it was empty. And I was thinking, you know what? I wasn't going to spend $200 on this Joker playset, whatever. Mm-hmm. If it was on sale, I may have picked it up, but it was not on sale, so I did not.
See, that's crazy to me. Like, how are you going to have a liquidation? Like, you're going out of business, and people are going crazy when there's, like, no sales going on.
Yeah.
Like, I talked to you, I talked to Ross, I talked to... two or three other people, and I was like, was there sales or deals or, you know?
No, see, I don't think this is the actual liquidation, though. I think this is just people panicking and going to the store.
Why? Why would you panic and go to the store and pay for a $200 Lego playset when it could go on sale for like 50% off?
Well, I was there because it's my youngest birthday tomorrow, and I needed to buy presents.
Yeah, well, I wasn't like saying that.
No, I know. No, but the place was absolutely packed, and it made no sense.
Did it look like Jingle All the Way?
No, people weren't fighting over stuff, but there also wasn't enough stuff on the shelves for them to fight over.
So what were you going in there for? Like, what was your target for
him? He wanted a Super Mario Brothers Monopoly game, was the one thing I was hoping to find there.
Like a board game?
Yeah. Yeah, and the one that I got, it's not like straight up Monopoly. There's something with, it's Mario Brothers. There's like boss fights when you pass go, and there's power ups and an extra dice. I don't know what the heck is going on, but we'll open it tomorrow for his birthday and play, I'm sure. So, yeah. But yeah, just looking around, like, yeah, it brings me back to when I was a kid getting all the superhero figures.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, back then, I mean, there was still like Child's World and KB Toys and KB a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But man, like, being a kid going into not a comic book shop, going into a toy store.
Yeah.
They're just aisles of just like, oh my goodness, look at all these awesome things. And now that's like, it's all gone because of you, because you buy everything online, you jerk.
Yes. Our children, or your children especially, will not know the struggle of going and to a toy store
and having everything you wanted sold out.
Yes. Or going to a Blockbuster and having Batman rented out that day.
Yeah. Yep.
So then you had to wait 3 days, and hopefully some asshole didn't keep it for a fourth day.
Yeah. You keep calling.
Yeah.
Did anybody return Terminator 2 yet?
The apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, look, I'm to blame because my kids buy everything on Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how my almost 6 year old will just like pop open Amazon on the phone or the tablet and be like, can we order this? I'm like, are you kidding me? What are you doing?
Well, at least he's asking.
Yeah. I mean, look, also, this is why I don't store credit cards on those things.
Because it's like, oh yeah, dad, here.
Ding. Yeah. They wouldn't even say anything. There would just be boxes showing up in my house every day.
Your wife would blame you, and you would blame her.
It would be mini versions of my wife just ordering stuff every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you got anything else since we went off on this tangent?
What were we talking about before that? Batman Beyond.
Yeah, Batman Beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I will go back and read it eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's not not high on my priority list, I guess.
Yeah, I was just curious on like where it was with you, because I know we were both enjoying it at the beginning, and then it seemed like it tapered off for me at least, and then you hadn't brought it up, so.
Yeah. Did you see the Titans series, the TV show?
Is it out yet?
No. It still hasn't
well,
started.
No, I didn't see it.
No, the news that they said Tony Zucco will be a character on the show.
Uh-huh. I did see
and
that.
And that's kind of cool because he's the guy that is responsible for killing Dick Grayson's parents.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not expecting him to be in the first episode. I assume that, or I mean, maybe he will. I don't know how they'll do it, but maybe Dick Grayson will keep having flashbacks to stuff or something.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that coming on.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to paying for another streaming service, but this one, because I think that they said instead of being on Netflix, the new Young Justice is going to be on that too.
Yeah, and so, Hawk and Dove, I think.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Which Hawk and Dove looks pretty cool.
They just showed the character pictures, right?
Yeah,
that's the same thing with Titans. The Robin suit looks great also, so... Yeah, I guess I'll have to get that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to at least watch it because, like, the guy that plays Hawk was Aquaman in Smallville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Alan Richson.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Richson, yeah. And Mika Kelly is Dove.
Oh, yeah, it looks like they are on the Titans show, too.
Yeah, they will be. They'll spin off, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they, I was trying to think, there was somebody else that got cast that was... for that, but I don't remember who it was. That was recent. Dang it.
The last one I saw cast, I think, was the kid playing Beast Boy.
Ryan Potter.
Yeah. Yeah, but I, you know, none of the names except for Minka Kelly ring a bell.
Yeah.
But do you think, you know, like all these other streaming services, mm-hmm. I get, you know, the Disney streaming service that they're going to do. There's like a billion Disney movies and spin-off movies and TV shows for, you know, the 700 years that company's been around. Do you think that the DC one's going to have enough stuff to really get people into it? You know, especially if it's going to be priced similarly to something like that?
Well, I guess it just depends. Like, is it going to be just DC stuff, or is it going to be Warner Brothers stuff, or...
See, I don't remember seeing anything about Warner Brothers stuff.
Well, like, this Titan show is going to have to do what, like, Star Trek Discovery did for the CBS app.
But did a lot of people get that?
Right. As far as I know, I heard a lot of people did, but...
Oh, okay. It's hard to tell. Like, sure. I mean, the circle that we travel in seemed to get a lot of these things.
Yeah.
So it's hard to...
It's hard to judge on, like, a world scale. Yeah. On a world scale. Like, on an overall scale, I guess.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, like, I want to watch Titans. I want to watch Young Justice.
Yeah.
But... You know, I mean, look, they still have the season of Green Lantern animated show. They have all the Teen Titans stuff.
Superman animated.
The Superman, Batman, Justice League, all the movies. Mm-hmm. You know, Batman. Like, there's enough stuff to put on there. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, for me, I own most of it already.
Right.
So if it's not, I mean, if it's like $10 a month, I'd be like, yeah, sure. But if it starts jump like any higher than that, there's no way.
Right.
You know, like, I don't see it having enough bang for the buck.
Right. Which I think it's going to have more exclusive content.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll announce more, but my big fear is that, you know, they'll put all this money and effort into Titans, and they don't see, like, a huge, you know,
bump.
Jump in, you know, subscriptions.
Yeah.
And that they'll just be like, you know what, forget it.
What they need to do... Is make a DC version of, like, Marvel Unlimited.
But you can't watch TV shows on Marvel Unlimited.
Well, I don't care, but I can read books on them.
Yeah.
So that way, I can only have, like, two spots to go to read comics instead of, like, three or four.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think right now there is a lot of stuff that they could put on there. But is it appealing enough to go and spend the money? Per month.
Right, because it seems like it's a very niche.
Yeah, because like audience. For you have the animated series seasons, right?
Yeah.
And then you have most of the animated movies.
Yep.
So
yeah, so like I'm not going to pay.
So that's not a sale point for you.
No, I'm not going to pay to watch stuff on basically on demand that I have.
Yeah.
That
right.
could put it on demand.
Right. That you're...
And I don't have to worry about
it. Lazy and just go to the entertainment center and find it and put it in.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, because it'll be interesting. Because Netflix appeals to a wide audience. There's little kid stuff. There's grown up stuff. There's foreign stuff. There's everything. You know, like the Disney one. It's gonna people with kids and like a lot of adults that are nostalgic for stuff they used to watch have all that.
Yeah.
You know, like hundreds of thousands of hours.
Right.
But like, you know, there's a generation of us that, I mean, yeah, we grew up with the animated Batman and stuff, but it's, you know, you pay for a month and you're like, oh, I'll watch the Batman animated series, and you sit and you watch it all and you're like, well, why am I still paying for this service?
Yeah. Well, what about the CW shows? Are they going to be on the network?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Because they're on the CW app
already.
And then like Constantine's getting ready to come out on the CW app.
Yeah, the CW Seed or whatever it's called.
Yeah, like Vixen.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, even if they put that stuff on there.
Yeah.
You know, that's still, you know, it's more, I mean, like, I would watch it, but it's, you know, just based on comic book sales and, like, who's fans of this stuff, you know, it's not like, you know, there's a Superman or a Batman movie coming out in the theaters where millions of people will go see it.
Right.
I don't see that happening with a streaming service.
Yeah.
And I think it would be the same thing if Marvel is like, you know what, here's our new streaming service, which they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, they have a huge built-in audience with the Netflix stuff, but who's going to go out of their way to watch more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on the Marvel app?
Right, right.
So.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. I guess.
Because, well, Marvel's a lot different because now they're spread thin because they have... The Runaways on Hulu.
Yeah. Well, is the Marvel stuff going to be on the Disney streaming thing, or is there going to be a separate one?
I thought it was going to be all one thing.
See, that one, you know, again, with the Disney stuff, that one I can see having subscriptions.
Yeah, because you have Star Wars, you have Marvel, you have
Harry Potter. Of Star Wars stuff for that.
You have...
No, Harry Potter is Warner Brothers, I thought.
Oh. Well, then how come Harry Potter's in Disneyland?
Is it in Disneyland, or is it in Universal Studios?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I've never been.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a Warner thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be interesting. I think with a lot of people actually now that are like getting rid of cable, maybe instead of paying $100 a month for cable, they would pay, you know, 15 for Netflix, 10 for Marvel, 10 for DC.
Yeah. And you know? Still, and then look at that. You're at 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then you have to.
Look, if you paid $10 a month for four or five different services, you're still spending half of what you would have, you know, with the cable bill.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be one company that buys everything, and then you can, like, make your own package for $40 a month.
Yeah.
Like,
Hey, doesn't Disney own ESPN? They could throw on all the old sports things, too.
Yep. Yep.
God damn it, Disney owns the freaking world.
Yes. Disney owns the world.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But not DC, damn it.
But not Brian Michael Bendis.
That's right.
All right, if you got nothing else.
I don't have anything else.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can tweet me directly at Aaron S. Bell.
I am at Ron Marjorie.
You can tweet the show directly at DC_Absolute. And thank you for listening. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Totally confused. Shut up. I hate you. Forget it. Podcast over. Shut up. You're not my real dad.